The Small Business Administration's Year 2000 website opens to a screen with a clock. It counts down the months, days, hours, and minutes left until January 1st, 2000. Officials with the SBA say they opted for this time is running out message because so few small business owners are taking steps to make their operations Y2K compliant. DJ Caulfield is a public information specialist for the SBA.
When you look at the most recent findings, you find that one in five has actually taken action or is in the process of taking action to identify and resolve any of these Y2K problems in their business. Another one in five plans to take action before the year 2000. However, two in five intend to do nothing about it. And then the final one in five is simply unaware of the problem.
Caulfield says a barrage of news stories about Y2K makes it hard to imagine anyone hasn't heard of it. He believes the reason small business owners aren't taking action is twofold. For one, computers play a lesser role at small businesses. But Caulfield says these owners are also used to waiting out business problems until the bigger companies find some solutions. Laura Hansen, owner of Bookin' It Bookstore in Little Falls, is a perfect case in point.
I guess at this point I'm thinking, there's more information coming down the pike yet. Maybe the initial things we heard aren't, maybe it won't be that big. So certainly by mid-year we better have a handle on things, but I'm hoping also there's more real good information by then.
Hansen sheepishly admits she and her three employees haven't done much to make the bookstore year 2000 compliant. But she says that's just the life of the small business owner.
I'm running hand to foot constantly, just putting out fires in front of me as I go. And that fire is just a little farther out on the horizon, and I can't say that at this level I've coped with it.
Hansen says she has gone as far as checking with her book supplier to make sure that company won't have any trouble. And she says her one computer, a combination word processor, database, and cash register, is on its last legs anyway, so she'll just get a new one that can process year 2000 information. Hansen says her business is technically so simple that even in the event there are major problems, book sales can continue.
If the power goes out, we go ahead and do our business on a day-to-day basis. We're always prepared to handle customers even if the system's down, you know, and we do that.
Can she? Seriously?
Dee Rengel, owner and manager of Rengel Printing in St. Cloud, isn't sure any small business will be able to beat Y2K.
Can she get her product? Can she get her books? Can she fax her order in? Can she call her order in?
Unlike Hansen, Rengel has had year 2000 on her mind for more than a year. She and her 21 employees rely on many other businesses to keep their print shop going. Last August, Rengel sent out letters to all her suppliers to make sure they're prepared for 2000, and she's making contingency plans should anything hamper her business. Her big worry is that when the clock strikes 12 on the morning of January 1st, there will be no power and no phone service. Rengel says she'll do all she can to prepare, like lay in extra office supplies, for instance. And she says she's heard of businesses joining forces to make sure they can keep serving their customers.
One person here in St. Cloud, a business, who is partnering with another business in Colorado. So if they have trouble, this business in St. Cloud can work with them. And if we have trouble here, they have somebody in Colorado that will help meet their commitments.
Rengel says she does agree with her fellow small business owner, Laura Hansen, that should everything go awry a year from January, she'll be in a better position to operate on her own than larger operations will. SBA specialist DJ Caulfield says this may be true, but small business owners can't forget that as independent as they think they are, they can't exist in a vacuum.
Even if you simply have a switch that turns on and off the lights, and that's the extent of your technology, you are vulnerable because you could suddenly find that the delivery person who comes to your door each and every day with your products that you then sell, that delivery person has their schedule determined to great degree by a computer system. And so what we're saying is everybody in the supply chain has to ask the next person up, are you Y2K compliant?
The Small Business Administration kicked off its Y2K education initiative in September, aiming to get more small business owners prepared. The Y2K industry also seems to be shifting its efforts towards small business. Just check the internet and you'll find an ever-increasing number of consultants and online businesses ready to guide small business owners through the minefield of Year 2000 compliance. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.